Excuse me. Are you R.E. Adver 7?
I looked up from my chair on the deck of the Busted Nut, the yacht I won in an after-hours round of poker many bottles of bourbon ago. The poor dope I won it off of bet the yacht, which I won. Then he bet the upkeep of the yacht, a lifetime membership in the Marlow Memorial Marina and Social Club, which I also won. Then he bet he could draw faster than anybody else at the table. I won that round, too.
Hello. Miss Adver 7.
I peered into the foggy night. Early morning, technically. But in San Francisco, dark is dark. I saw her silhouette backlit from the marina lights. She had a set of parabolas on her that looked like a math student went mad plotting the theory of gravity. She had the kind of curves that men, and quite a few women, could kill themselves trying to corner. Luckily for her, my license was suspended. Depends who's asking.
I'm asking. My name is Ocean. Ocean Delacroix. And I think my husband is trying to kill me.
Little out of my office hours, Mrs. Delacroix. Also, a little out of my office.
I know. But I'm simply desperate. May I come aboard, Miss Adver 7?
Sure. It's a free country. And please, call me Reeds. That's what my bookie calls me.
Thank you, Reeds. I don't know where else to turn. You probably won't believe me anyway.
I probably won't, but it don't mean I won't help.
It all started with my husband. That's Orlando Delacroix. And the Louisiana Delacroix? Shirley, you've heard of the family.
I didn't have the heart to tell her I left my copy of the Summer Cotillion Guide in my other yacht. No, but let me guess. Old money? Probably made from bootlegging during Prohibition. Or maybe they made their money further back, selling other things.
I assure you, I don't know what you mean, Miss Adver 7.
Again, call me Reeds. What does an old money bootlegger family want with me?
Well, simply put, my husband has gone mad. Crazy. He's obsessed with finding a very rare object. The Maltese octopus.
The Maltese octopus? That's a rumor, Mrs. Delacroix. A fable. Something Papa and Mama burglars tell their baby burglars as a bedtime story. The rarest of the rare.
Indeed, Miss... Sorry. I mean, Reed. You're quite versed in the legend?
Who isn't? Supposedly, the model built as an artist's guide to the famous Dream of the Fisherman's Wife, the most famous piece of erotic art from the Orient ever created. It's supposedly been lost for 100 years.
It's not lost, Reed. Or, rather, my husband seems to believe it still exists.
So why does he want to murder you?
He has an idea that I know where it is.
Do you?
No, of course not. What would I need with a statue of an octopus?
With a body like hers, I could think of a couple reasons. Or 8. Okay, why does he think you know where it is?
Oh my god, were those shots?
Sounds like. Stay put, Mrs. Delacroix. Let's see who else comes out of the shadows. Well, that didn't take long.
Oh my god, a body!
Yeah, not just any body, though. Looks like the body that belonged to my partner. Ex-partner. I guess in more ways than one, now.
This can't be a coincidence.
Seems not. I haven't seen him in years. Good old Blue Archer. We called him Blue because he once blew the entire starting lineup of San Francisco High's football team on the trail of a pedophile. Turns out it was the baseball coach, but Blue was thorough to a fault. What did you get yourself mixed up with, Blue?
He's holding a package.
Why, so he is. And he's been shot twice. Interesting.
Don't you want to know what it is?
I already know what it is. It's the Maltese octopus.
What? How? Why? When? Where?
Okay, you know the answer to the last two, right? You were here when it happened. As to what, how, and why, that's what I'm gonna find out. Because when somebody shoots your partner that you haven't seen in years on your ill-gotten yacht in the middle of the night, holding a very convenient plot driver that was just explained to you from expository dialogue from a femme fatale, I guess you have to do something about it.
Excuse me?
Oh, was that out loud? I usually just narrate stuff like that.
Begara, why do we have her reads? Your handiwork.
Officer O'Malley, I didn't realize you took bribes on the marina so late. Or are you working early?
Reeds, my least favorite lady dick.
That's Private Investigator.
I know what I said. Want to explain the corpse on your boat?
I'd love to, but he just showed up. You know I don't carry a gun, O'Malley.
What about the twist there? I didn't know you were a friend of Dorothy Reed's.
Yeah, I had sex with a drunk Irish copper, and he turned me queer.
Why, I oughta. Wait, what's this? A package from the MacGuffin Company? Let me see that.
You know, watching a cop pull something out of a dead man's hand is the kind of thing that would have surprised me a couple of years ago. Now it's called Tuesday.
Shut up, Reeds. You're lucky we don't arrest you right now on suspicion.
Suspicion of what? Being awake in my legal residence, officer?
Holy sweet rolling hills. It's the Maltese octopus.
That's right. It is.
I have got to move to a quieter marina.
Betty! Bill! What are you doing here?
We're just taking a stroll along the marina to get the fresh, foggy air.
Yes, and we thought we heard your voice, Ocean.
What an amazing coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence.
O'Malley, are you going to question these people?
Oh, sorry. I was just unwrapping the Maltese octopus. It's made of rubber or something.
Well, yes. The legend goes that the rubber is a protective coating of the whole model.
Wait, let me see that. This is clearly a squid.
What?
Yes. See this long shaft here? That's a squid head. Octopi are round. This is a long, hard, thick piece of rubber with tentacles.
Then it really is true.
Orlando Delacroix?
Yes. Hello, all. I was just having my morning marina constitutional when I heard talk of the Maltese octopus.
As one does.
Precisely. See, the Maltese octopus was always a red herring name. The model was, in fact, of a giant sea squid. The artist felt an octopus was better for the final piece, but the model was always of a squid. That's why it was so easy to tell the fakes.
Well, that's all fascinating. I don't see any crime here. All I see is my retirement fund.
Oh, good. Another gun.
That's right. And I'll plug any of you mooks that tries to step to...
Well, that's convenient. Am I the only person in San Francisco that doesn't have a gun? You're all standing here with your pieces out.
True, but it's for self-defense. I didn't shoot the cop.
Nor I.
I'm fairly certain mine's pointing the wrong way.
It was me, you idiot.
Ocean!
Yeah, that tracks. Let me see if I can piece this together. Ocean seduced both Bill and Betty to murder Blue because he had the Maltese octopus. I bet she sold you both the story that Orlando was a cruel husband, and if you just helped her murder one poor XPI cocksucker, you'll be rich, and you can have her pussy, like, all the time.
How did you know that?
Ouch. Bit of a confession there, folks.
But, I understand Ocean seducing me. I'm married to this cold fish wife, this harridan, this harpy, this queen of the harpies.
Okay, I think they get it.
And I would have done anything to get into Ocean's pants. I mean, do you see those boobs?
Oh yeah, we do.
Truly, this is a victimless crime.
Except for the victim.
Well, I certainly had nothing to do with it.
Hold on there, Toots. You and Bill both killed him. Ocean made the same play at you, and you took it because you are sick of your stupid husband's philandering.
Plus, I'm a lesbian.
Sure, but that part is usually subtext.
You can't prove we killed him.
Sure we can. Two gunshots, two bullet wounds, different sides. You guys were set up by... Oh, for fuck's sake. Can you idiots stop killing each other at least until I finish my sentence?
Sorry. I guess my gun was pointed the right way after all. My finger must have slipped.
Twice.
Fine. I murdered them. Who's gonna know after I murder both of you?
Honestly, I saw that one coming.
But I didn't kill him.
What ho, everyone? Has anybody seen a bullet?
Yeah, check the guy on the top.
Capital! Drat. This is a Titleist bullet. I use ace bullets. Double stripes. This must be one of Jonesy's bullets.
What the hell is going on?
Don't mind old Kittredge Ex Machina here. He runs the gun range over at the Marina Social Club. Old money, you know. They accidentally shoot people all the time.
Too true. Shockingly bad planning on our part, putting the range looking out over the boats. Well, tally-ho all, I'll have my lawyer clean this up in the morning.
Thanks, Kit. Give my regards to your lovely wife, Daisy Ex Machina.
So that just leaves us, Reed. The two of us. And one gun.
Is it too late to start a relationship?
Sorry.
Oh yeah. I emptied your gun while you were all talking before.
Did I say sorry? I meant absolutely.
Nice try, kid. No, I'm gonna turn you into the coppers. The ones who aren't on the tape. Who should be here in 3, 2...
Hey, Reeds. Dispatch got your message to meet you at the marina. Is that a pile of bodies?
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Well, you got me there. Hey, is this little gal who did it?
Everything except pull the trigger. Except for just now, when she pulled the trigger on me.
Please, Reeds. Please save me. I've been a very naughty girl. I just wanted to use that squid as a dildo. That's all.
Seriously, is it no subtext day or something? I know you want to fuck the rubber dildo squid. I'm a detective. Besides, kid, it'll never work out. I've already got two exes. I don't need a third.
We could have been good together, right?
No sale, kiddo. Looks like I got the Maltese octopus for that. Take her away, Officer Goody. They say there are a million stories in the Naked City. I say we just took care of 5 of them. Come on, Squiddy. I get the feeling this is the start of a beautiful friendship.